in regards to being omnipresent, I mean, we're on YouTube, LinkedIn, we have a podcast, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the platforms. And for me, it doesn't matter where that person hears me. Even if I'm on TikTok, like a lot of people don't think that there will be people that will invest, but I've had investors sign up from that platform, as well as even if they're young. My goal is not to just be in this industry for the next 2 years. So if the person's 16 years old, they may not be able to invest until they're like 30. That's fine with me. I mean, my goal is to be in the industry for the rest of my life, right? So it doesn't matter the platform. One, I know TikTok will continue growing, but the people there are young and eventually they won't be. So you kind of have to think long-term, in my opinion. But the importance of being omnipresent is just more people to have access to. Now, I think there's a balance, and I think you don't want to necessarily get overwhelmed because of the number of platforms. So perhaps if you can pick one and be really consistent and good at it, then over time, it'll start to overflow into other platforms. So for us, good or bad, we started with TikTok and we went viral a few times on that platform, and that started to trickle over onto Instagram and YouTube a little bit, and then LinkedIn and small things like that. Over time, those platforms start to grow as well. So if you don't have that much time, then perhaps focusing on one is good. But obviously, Grant Cardone loves to talk about being omnipresent, because that's where you're just going to have the most exposure.